Welcome to your GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics you'll face in your exam: key concepts in chemistry, covering moles, formulas, and the conservation of mass. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode has everything you need. So grab a pen and let's get started. Here's the thing about chemistry calculations. They all connect. Once you understand the mole concept, everything else, empirical formulas, conservation of mass, concentrations, just clicks into place. These topics appear in almost every chemistry paper, and they're worth a significant chunk of marks. Examiners love them because they test whether you can actually think chemically, not just memorize facts. So let's build that understanding from the ground up. Let's start with relative formula mass, which we write as Mr. This is simply the sum of all the relative atomic masses, the AR values, of every atom in a formula. You'll always be given the AR values in your exam, either on a periodic table or in the question itself. Take water, H2O. Hydrogen has an R of 1, and there are two hydrogen atoms, so that's 2. Oxygen has an R of 16. Add them together, 2 plus 16 equals 18. So the Mr. of water is 18. Simple. Now try carbon dioxide, CO2. Carbon is 12, oxygen is 16, and there are two oxygens, so 16 times 2 is 32. Add 12 and 32. The Mr. of CO2 is 44. You'll use that number a lot, so it's worth remembering. The key mistake candidates make here is forgetting to multiply the AR by the number of atoms shown by the subscript. In H2SO4, for example, you have two hydrogens, one sulfur, and four oxygens. That's 2 times 1 plus 32 plus 4 times 16. That gives you 2 plus 32 plus 64, which equals 98. Always count every atom carefully. Once you can calculate Mr., you can find the percentage by mass of any element in a compound. The formula is percentage equals the total mass of the element in the formula divided by the Mr. of a compound multiplied by 100. Let's use iron 3 oxide as an example. Iron 3 oxide is Fe2O3. The Mr. is 2 times 56 for iron, plus 3 times 16 for oxygen. That's 112 plus 48, giving a Mr. of 160. The percentage of iron is 112 divided by 160 times 100, which equals 70%. Examiners award marks for showing this working clearly, even if you make an arithmetic error at the end. Now here's the big one. The mole. This is the unit chemists use to count particles, atoms, molecules, ions, because those particles are incredibly tiny. One mole of anything contains 6.02 times 10 to the power of 23 particles. This number is called the Avogadro constant. Think of it like this. Just as a dozen always means 12, a mole always means 6.02 times 10 to the 23. It's just a very, very large dozen. The key formula is moles equals mass divided by Mr. rearranged, mass equals moles times Mr., and Mr. equals mass divided by moles. So if you have 88 grams of carbon dioxide, how many moles is that? Mr. of CO2 is 44. Moles equals 88 divided by 44, which is 2 moles. And 2 moles contains 2 times 6.02 times 10 to the 23 particles, which is 1.204 times 10 to the 24 molecules. A brilliant memory hook for this. Think of a mole as a tiny animal digging through a mountain of atoms. The formula triangle has mass on top and moles times Mr. on the bottom. Cover what you want to find, and the triangle tells you the formula. The law of conservation of mass states that in a chemical reaction, mass is neither created nor destroyed. The total mass of reactants equals the total mass of products. In a closed system, like a sealed flask, this is straightforward. If you start with 100 grams of reactants, you'll always end with 100 grams of products. But here's where candidates often lose marks. Open systems. If a gas is produced and escapes, like carbon dioxide bubbling out of a reaction, the mass of the solid or liquid remaining appears to decrease. The mass hasn't disappeared, it's just left as a gas. Examiners specifically test this. If a question shows a mass decrease, you should explain that a gas was produced and escaped the system. Conversely, If a metal is heated in air and gains mass, it has reacted with oxygen from the atmosphere. The oxygen atoms have become part of the product, increasing the total mass. The empirical formula is the simplest whole number ratio of atoms in a compound. The molecular formula is the actual number of atoms. They might be the same, like water, H2O, or different, like glucose, where the empirical formula is CH2O, but the molecular formula is C6H12O6. Here's the four-step method for finding empirical formulas from percentage composition. Step 1, write down the percentage of each element. If you're given percentages, assume a 100-gram sample so the percentages become masses in grams. Step 2, divide each mass by the element's AR to get the number of moles. Step 3, divide all the mole values by the smallest mole value to get the simplest ratio. Step 4, if the ratios aren't whole numbers, multiply up. For example, if you get 1 and 1.5, multiply both by 2 to get 2 and 3. To get from empirical formula to molecular formula, divide the given mister by the empirical formula mass. That gives you a multiplying factor. Multiply all the subscripts in the empirical formula by that factor. Balanced equations tell you the mole ratios of reactants and products. If the equation says 2H2 plus O2 gives 2H2O, it means 2 moles of hydrogen react with 1 mole of oxygen to produce 2 moles of water. You can use this to calculate masses. Start by converting the given mass to moles. Use the mole ratio from the equation. Then convert back to mass using MISTM. The limiting reactant is the one that runs out first. It controls how much product you can make. The other reactant is in excess. There's more than enough of it. To find the limiting reactant, calculate how many moles of each reactant you have, then compare them to the ratio in the equation. The one that gives the smaller number of moles of product is the limiting reactant. Concentration tells you how much solute is dissolved in a given volume of solution. The formula is concentration in grams per decimeter cubed equals mass in grams divided by volume in decimeters cubed. Watch your units here. Volume must be in dm cubed, not cm cubed. To convert cm cubed to dm cubed, divide by 1,000. So 250 centimeters cubed is 0.25 decimeters cubed. If a solution has a concentration of 40 grams per dm cubed and a volume of 0.25 decimeters cubed, the mass of solute is 40 times 0.25, which equals 10 grams. Right, let's talk exam technique. These are the things that cost candidates marks every single year. First, always show you're working. In calculation questions, marks are awarded for each correct step, not just the final answer. If you make an arithmetic slip, but your method is right, you can still earn most of the marks. Write out every step clearly. Second, units, units, units. If a question asks for concentration in grams per dm cubed, make sure your answer is in grams per dm cubed. If you're working with volume, check whether it's in CNE cubed or dm cubed, and convert if necessary. Missing units on a final answer can cost you a mark. Third, significant figures. Give your answer to the same number of significant figures as the data in the question unless told otherwise. 3 significant figures is usually safe. Fourth, the open system trap. When a question shows a mass change during a reaction, always ask yourself, is a gas being produced or absorbed? If the mass goes down, a gas has escaped. If it goes up, a gas from the atmosphere has been incorporated. Fifth, empirical versus molecular formula. These are not the same thing. The empirical formula is the simplest ratio. The molecular formula is the actual formula. Always check which one the question is asking for. Sixth, limiting reactant questions. Don't just pick the reactant with the smaller mass. You must calculate moles and compare to the equation ratio. The smaller mass isn't always the limiting reactant. Let's test your recall. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What is the mister of sodium hydroxide, NaOH? Na is 23, O is 16, H is 1. Pause now. The answer is 23 plus 16 plus 1, which equals 40. Question 2. What is the formula for calculating moles from mass? Pause now. Moles equals mass divided by mista. Question 3. In an open system, if a solid loses mass during a reaction, what has happened? Pause now. A gas has been produced and escaped the system. Question 4. What is the Avogadro constant? Pause now. 6.02 times 10 to the power of 23 particles per mole. Question 5. A compound has an empirical formula of CH2 and an ester of 56. What is the molecular formula? Pause now. The empirical formula, mass of CH2, is 12 plus 2, which is 14. Divide 56 by 14 to get 4. Multiply the subscripts by 4C, 4H8. Let's wrap up with the key points to take away. 1. Relative formula mass is the sum of all R values in a formula. Always count every atom. 2. Percentage by mass equals the mass of the element divided by mister times 100. 3. Moles equals mass divided by mister. Learn this formula triangle. 4. The 1 mole contains 6.02 times 10 to the 23 particles. 5. In a closed system, mass is conserved. In an open system, account for gases entering or leaving. 6. The empirical formula is the simplest ratio. The molecular formula is the actual formula. Use the mister to find the multiplying factor. 7. The limiting reactant controls the yield. Find it by comparing moles to the equation ratio. These concepts are the backbone of quantitative chemistry. Master them, and you'll find that reaction calculations, titrations, and yield questions all become much more manageable. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. Until next time, keep thinking like a chemist.